From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The European Union takes another step to ease its migrant crisis. European Interior Ministers Tuesday approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote, over the objection of several members, will be presented to an EU summit Wednesday. Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. The UN Refugee Agency said the constant stream is so large the quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. Melissa Fleming is a UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
The relocation program cannot be effectively implemented without creating adequate reception facilities in the countries where the refugees and migrants enter Europe.
Germany has by far accepted the most refugees, but Berlin's intelligence chief warned that radical Islamists could try to recruit refugees for terror attacks. In Burkina Faso, West African heads of state arrive at the capital Ouagadougou Wednesday to restore transitional president Michel Kafando to power following last week's coup. Cadre Désiré Ouédraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to dispatch tomorrow a high committee composed by head of states of six ECOWAS member states to go to Ouagadougou to reinstall President Michel Kafando in his capacity as president of a transition and to convey a solidarity message of ECOWAS to the Burkinabe people.
The presidential guard in Burkina Faso overthrew the transitional government last Wednesday, less than a month before scheduled elections. General Gilbert Diandre, the coup leader, said the polls were biased because supporters of former President Blaise Compaoré were barred.